I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I thee, oh, I need thee. I need oh, bless me now, my I come to thee, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To know that Jesus is mine, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to to thee. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Lord, as I began the journey of this day, it was my desire to cry out to you in many ways this morning. I wanted you to know that I need you, that I can't make it without you, Lord, that I'm nothing without you. I also wanted you to know how important your blood meant to me, that your blood it washes, that your blood it cleanses, that your blood it makes whole. Oh, God, and that you are so wonderful to me, that you are so wonderful because you gave yourself, you gave your life, you gave your son, you gave so that I might have life, Lord, and that more abundantly. And God, I can't help but to give you honor and give you praise and give you gratitude for another day that you have made. This, the second day of August, Lord, in the year of 2017, I've been able to wake up this morning with life. I thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. I thank you for allowing me to have a reasonable portion of health and strength. And I thank you for just another day. God, I don't take it for granted, Lord, that you have blessed me to be able to see a brand new day, God. I'm happy in my soul, God, because you spared my life just one more time, Lord. You are so mindful of me, God, each and every single day, God. You are mindful of me, God. You make sure that I have all my needs, Lord. You overweigh me or outweigh me with mercies, oh God. Oh God, that it should have consumed me, Lord, but your mercies, they endured through all generations, Lord. Your love for me never fails and never runs out, God, and you pour out your love upon me every single day, that you refuse to allow anything that I do to separate me from your love. I can turn away from you. You will still love me, God. I can turn my back on you. Lord, you'll still love me, God. I can do my own thing, Lord, and you'll still love me, Lord. Each and every day, God, your love never fails towards me. So with gratefulness in my heart and with this bird crying out, oh, God, out here on the water, Lord, I just want to say thank you, God. I want to give you glory, oh, God. I want to honor and adore you, Lord. I want to magnify you, God, for just another day that you have made, God. Just another opportunity to lift up my holy hands, God. Just another opportunity, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord. I want to say thank you, God, because you are magnificent in all your ways, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord God, because your mercy endured through all generations, Lord. I want to say thank you, God, because you blessed me to be able to see a brand new day, God. And God, I thank you, God, for all of your many manifold blessings. Your love, God, that overwhelms, your love that consumes, your love that is magnificent, Lord, and I'm able to behold the beauty of the things that you have created, God, as I walk out here in Piney Point, Maryland, Lord. Standing on the banks of a river, Lord, I can hear the birds cry out. God, I can see the waves blow. Lord, I can see the beginning of the sunrise, Lord, because you promised, according to your word, God, those things that you put into place, those things that you put in existence, Lord, they obey you every single day. The sun, it rises according to the schedule, God, that you have given it, Lord, to rise every single day. And as it cracks the sky, Lord, I can see the beauty, God, of the clouds that is beginning to break through, Lord, and I can see the breaking of the sun as the red is coming forth out of it, Lord. Only you can bring light out of darkness, Lord. Only you can change dark situations into bright situations. Only you, God, can change things around, Lord. And no matter how bleak things may be, no matter how dark storms may be in our lives, no matter how difficult a trial may be, you said when it comes to the darkest point in time, there has to be a breaking of the day, God. Lord, you said at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray. And when they begin to pray, God, things begin to change. And Lord, and so as I see the beauty of the sunrise coming out, God, I can behold the beauty of you allowing your people to break out of their trauma today, break out of their situations, Lord, break out of their foolishness and their frustrations, break out of those things, oh God, that have held them bound, God. And I see freedom coming upon your people today. I see breakthrough coming upon your people today, Lord, because you do it every single day. There is a breakthrough for us every single day, that if we just look to you, that if we continue to trust in you, that if we continue to put our faith in you, that if we don't waver and don't doubt, we don't waver and don't doubt, God, if we do those things, Lord, oh, God, there has to be a breaking of the day. There has to be a breaking, God, of our situation. And, Lord, I declare and cry out for breakthrough upon your people, Lord, on this day. That on this day that the Lord has made, on this day that you've made just for us, Lord, God, show us your glory, oh God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're in desperate need of your glory, Lord. That's why we say, oh, I need thee, oh, I need thee, Lord, because we understand, Lord, deep down within our souls and by the fruit of that we cannot make it without you. We can't do anything without you. Though we make plans, Lord, and though we make arrangements, Lord, without you on our sides and without you in the plans, those plans will fail. But when we seek you early in the morning while you may yet be found, before we get into the hustle and the bustle of the day, Lord, when we seek you, God, your will for our lives is done, Lord. And when your perfect will in our lives is done, God, there's nothing the enemy can do. There's nothing that the devil in hell can try to set up, oh God, that will cause us to be separated from your love and that will cause us not to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. So though even weapons may form, even though they may form against us, they have no opportunity to prosper because your word has already spoken life in us. Lord, your plans, oh God, have already been made for us, Lord. For you know the thoughts that you think towards me, God. You know the plans that you have for your people. And when we submit to your will and when we submit to your way, God, breakthrough has to occur, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to lean into our own understanding, Lord, but we surrender to you right now, God. Come to more and have your way in our hearts, and come to more and have your way in our lives, and come to more and have your way in our situations, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what may be going on, no matter what the plans may be, God, no matter how deep or how strong the storm may be, God, help us, oh God, today to surrender all to you, God, all to you we owe, God. We got nobody else own anything, Lord. Yes, I've been married to my wife for 20 years today, Lord, but God, I owe you more, God, because you gave your life for me, Lord. You got paid the price for me, God. You shed your blood on Calvary for me, so I owe you my all. I owe you my adoration. I owe you my praise. I owe you the glory. I owe you the honor. I owe you a living sacrifice. Lord, I don't want to give you no leftovers today. I don't want to give you, God. Yes, I had an excuse, Lord, not to get up this morning, Lord, but I owe you so much more, God. Thank you, Jesus. I owe you my life. I owe you, oh God, my strength. I owe you my right mind, God. I owe you my children, Lord. I owe you for my 20 years of marriage, God. I owe you, God, because there was nobody but you, God. Hallelujah. Only you can make the way, God. Only you can keep two different people together. Only you, God, can provide, Lord. So I owe you everything, Lord. We have to get past the point, God, when we put things in front of you, God. You are the most important person. God, you are the most important thing, God. God, we don't want to put anyone ahead of you. So we lift you up even now, God. We lift you up so that you can draw us to you, God. We magnify you and glorify you. We honor and adore you and bless you, Lord, today. We, God, give you glory and honor, Lord. We offer unto you the praise that you're worthy of, and we present our bodies this morning as a living sacrifice. Because this body belongs to you. My heart, my mind, my soul, my hallelujah, my praise, it belongs to you. It, because you deserve it. Hallelujah. Your track record proves, God, you deserve it. The things that you have done for me in my life, you deserve it, God. Hallelujah. The ways that you've made, God, you deserve my praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You deserve my adoration, Lord. The doors that you've opened, God, you've kept my mind in peace, Lord, even though things around me seem to be as sinking sand, Lord. You have remained steadfast and unmovable in my life, God, since the beginning of my days, Lord. You have remained the same. You have remained faithful. You have remained just. You have remained a good God. You have remained a mighty God. You have remained a magnificent God, and you keep on blessing me, God, over and over again. Every day that I wake up with breath in my lungs, God, Lord, you have already overshadowed me, and you've already overwhelmed me with your love and your glory, God. Oh, God, every day that I see, God, you have blessed me, oh, God, to be to do things above and beyond what I could have ever asked to be or done. Oh, God, you do those great and mighty things each and every day. And so I offer you myself. That's the best that I can do. Paul urged the people to offer their bodies as a living sacrifice, not something that is dead, not something that is unusual, not something that God is that is all jacked up and ground down. Yes, God, you are the potter, and we are the clay. Oh, Lord, you can shape us, and you can mold us back into the things and the vessels that you need us to be, Lord. But you told us to call on you, to come and seek you while you may yet be found, so that you can use us for your glory. You called us in the days of our youth, because we're in our days of our youth, we're much stronger, Lord. We don't want to waste any more time, Lord. We've wasted too much time already, Lord. We want to offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, Lord. Oh, God, you are the most important thing for us, Lord. You are the focus of our day, Lord. You are the focus of our life, God, the very hours and minutes and seconds of the day, God. We want to put you first, Lord, in everything, because when we seek you first and your righteousness, Lord, God, the things that we need will be added unto us, God. Those things that we desire, Lord. Those things that we long for, God. Those things that we want to in our lives, Lord, those things are added by you. They're not added by more hours at work. They're not added, God, by spending time by ourselves. They're not added, God, by anything that we can do with our hands, but they're added when we submit to you, when we seek your will, when your will is done in our lives, God. Those things that we desire and those things that we need, God, they're added to us when we put you first, Lord. Help us, Lord, even today, for us to be transformed in our minds, because when our minds are transformed, we get out of those carnal thoughts, we get out of those carnal ways. And Lord, too often we've allowed our flesh to get the best of us. We've allowed our flesh to lead us. We've allowed our flesh to guide us, Lord. We take simple things, Lord, and turn them into dramatic things, Lord. We turn the dramatic things and call them to be critical, Lord. We make things bigger than they ought to be, Lord, because we allow our flesh to get the best of us, Lord. I'm reminded even now, God, just like the children of Israel, Lord, you have already promised them, Lord, the promised land. You allowed them to enter in. You allowed them to pull the fruit from the land. You allowed them to make it back safely. But in their eyes, they seem to be as grass hoppers in comparison to the giants of the land, Lord. I refuse to call myself a grasshopper, Lord, no matter how many giants have risen in my life. I refuse to make those giants bigger than my big old giant, God. There's nobody that's compared to you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, Lord. There's nobody that's more bigger than you. There's nobody that's mightier than you. There's nobody that's stronger than you, Lord. So if I belong to you, then that means that there's nobody stronger than me, that there's no devil in hell that can defeat me. There's nothing, no weapon that formed against me that'll be able to prosper. God, I am victorious as long as I put you first, as long as I'm in you. Because if I'm in Christ, Lord, I'm in you. I can do all things. Christ is my strength, and Christ is my head, and Christ is my God. Then I can do all things. So transform our minds, Lord, this morning. Get us out of the minds of carnal thoughts. Help us to put this flesh under subjection. Help us to bind the devil on every hand. To speak, oh God, power through our tongues. You've given us that ability to speak power into our lives with our tongues. Things that may not, we can speak them as though they were. We may not have the finances that we need for a dream, Lord, but we can speak those things as though they were, Lord. We can put it into the atmosphere, Lord, because you take our faith and run with it. God, you can't do anything without doubt. You can't do anything without fear. And that's why you said in your word that you have not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to be afraid of any challenge. We don't have to be afraid of any trap. We don't have to be in fear of any, oh God, weapon that is formed against us. We don't have to fear nothing that the enemy tries to throw our way. Because fear, God, means that we're not connected to you. Fear means that I don't have a relationship with you. Fear means, Lord, that you're not the head of my life. Fear, when we allow it to take root in us and take control of us, means that we believe that that situation is stronger or mightier than you. And I've already declared, Lord, that I need you, that there's nobody like you, Lord, that you're magnificent in all your ways, that you alone are God. And since you alone are God, I cast all my cares to you. I don't want to hold on to them. I don't want to continue to depend upon them. I don't want to continue to depend upon myself to make the way out of no way and to open up the doors that have been shut, Lord, and to heal bodies, Lord, and to change situations around. I can't do that, Lord. I don't want to depend upon myself, but I wholly and solely depend upon you, Lord. You are my rock, Lord. You are my salvation. You are the beginning and you are the end of everything in my life, Lord. You are the way and you are the truth and you are the life, God. You are everything that I need and more, so I surrender to you today. I again ask, oh God, that you would help me to put this flesh under subjection. Because in my flesh there is no good thing. And when I lean unto my own understanding and I lean to the thoughts of my flesh and I lean to the will of my flesh, I find myself outside of your will. That's when I let my temper get the best of me. That's when I allow myself to be easily agitated. That's when I allow foolishness to get the best of me, Lord. That's when I allow things to distract me that shouldn't distract me, God. When I let my flesh lead me and when I let my flesh get the best of me, Lord, I'm inadequate for your glory. God, I can't be in your presence, Lord. I can't, God, bask in your glory, Lord. When I allow my flesh to get the best of me, Lord, it draws me away or it takes me away from your presence and it takes me away from holiness, Lord. Whatever it may be, Lord, the devil, he's a lying wonder. He's a trickster. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He comes to cause us to be distracted so that we'll miss the mark, Lord, that we'll miss the promises, Lord, that we'll miss the glory that you have for us, Lord. You have something special for us every single day, God. You have something glorious for us every single day. And, Lord, the devil is his goal to cause us to miss the mark every opportunity that we can. Oh, God, help us, Lord, today to put this flesh under subjection that I won't miss the promises and the victories and the glory and the breakthroughs and the life, Lord, that you have for me every single day. Help me to take this journey day by day. When I try to do it on my own, when I try to put things together on my own, Lord, then I'm worried about tomorrow. I'm worried about Friday. I'm worried about that collection, or I'm worried about that bill, or I'm worried about that issue at school, or I'm worried about that thing that's coming up in the future that has not even come about yet. It hasn't even come into play yet. I find myself worrying about those things, and that means that I'm leaning into my own understanding. But Lord, help me just to be concerned about today. Help my focus only to be on today. Help me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to just look for the day. Because this is the present, the gift that you have given us is today. Even this evening is not promised. So help me appreciate life right now, God. Help me to appreciate the beauty of that bird screaming during the entire time that I'm praying. God, help me to appreciate the beauty, oh God, of your sun rising, God, in the sky, Lord, and more of the red and more of the life is coming out of the darkness of the clouds. God, help me to appreciate, Lord, the beauty of the quietness of this river, Lord, as the wind blows and the waves billow, oh God, right before me. God, help me to appreciate the simple things in life, Lord. Shelter over my head, God. Clothes on my back, God, food on my table, the love of my life next to me, God, help me to be able to appreciate the little simple things in life. Thank you again, Lord, for allowing me to be in my right mind. God, thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life in that more abundantly. God, thank you that I can hear with my ears, Lord. Thank you that I can see with my eyes, Lord. Thank you that I can walk on my own two feet, Lord. Thank you, oh God, today, that I can breathe with the two lungs that are in my body, Lord. Help me, oh God, as I go through day after day, Lord, that I would just take it one day at a time and that I would appreciate everything that you have done for me in the day. Help me, oh God, to just appreciate you. Behold your beauty. Inquire in your temple. Appreciate you. To tell you that I love you. To tell you that you mean the world to me. to tell you that there's nobody like you, that you are the head of my life, and that I'm following after you, Lord, that I'm willing to go, God, where you lead me, I'm willing to go, I'm willing to follow that. Wherever you need me to say, Lord, I'm willing to say, Lord, help me to surrender to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender to you. Not my will, Lord, but let thine will be done in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. It is my desire that you will get the glory out of my life. It is my desire, God, that you would be pleased with me. It is my desire, Lord, that the glory and the honor is all thine, that I don't make you mad at me, or that I don't find myself walking unworthy, that I don't put a stain on your name, that I, as a believer, that I, as a son of the Most High God, will represent you to the fullest every single day. That's my desire. That's my heart's cry. That's my plans, Lord. Then I'm reminded even now that to worship you, I live. That's all I want to do, God, is I want to worship and adore you today. Hallelujah. I want to glorify you. I don't want to have to ask you for anything, Lord. I don't want to become selfish, God, and ask you for things and doors be open, Lord, that will help bless me in this life, Lord. But I just want to appreciate that you alone are God. Hallelujah. I want to bask in the glory of my God who made all of this, who put all of this into its place, who spoke, oh God, that the seeds, oh God, will be separated from the dry lands, the one who separated the seeds of the heavens, oh God, from the seeds of the earth, Lord. I just want to celebrate you, God, the one who spoke and put air into existence, the firmament in its place, oh God, and the stars in their place, Lord, and the sun and the moon in its place. Lord, I just want to appreciate you, God, to worship you, to adore you, to honor you, Lord, today, because you've just been that good. You've been just that kind. Lord, you've been just that magnificent. Over and over again, you keep blessing. Over and over again, you keep opening up doors. Over and over again, God, you spare my life, and you spared my life for 44 years. Lord, I know today is not my birthday, Lord, but just to appreciate the day, because tomorrow's not promised. So I thank you for today. I thank you for my right mind. I thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I thank you for life, Lord, and I cry out even now that I need you. I can't make it without you. I won't take another step without you. And I'll be just like Bishop Moody say, I won't let a day go by without praising you. I won't let a day go by without magnifying you. I won't let a day go by without honoring and adoring you. I won't let a day go by without blessing your name. I won't let a day go by without putting you first, Lord. I won't let another day go by without praising my God, my King, my rock, my salvation, the will in the middle of my will, the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I won't let another day go by without honoring you. Breathe life into us today. As I feel the wind, as I turn around and feel the wind blowing in my face, Lord, I feel the breath of life blowing into me, God. Appreciate you, God, and you let me know that, God, I'm somebody important to you, Lord. Breathe on us even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. On this day, breathe life into dead situations in our lives. Some of our family members, God, are dying because they don't know you in the pardon of our sins. If they're sins, Lord, that some of our finances are dying, Lord, because we've been swamped by foolish decisions or bad decisions, Lord, or just life, Lord. Breathe life into us today, God. Some of us have been hurt, Lord. I spoke to a young lady yesterday. I read a message from a young lady yesterday, Lord, that has been hurt by people in the church, Lord. Breathe life and heal hurt, oh, God, today. In the name of Jesus, God, the day is too powerful, Lord. The day is too valuable, Lord, to let it go by, God, in anger or in pain, or God, are distraught, Lord, because of things that people have done to us. Oh, Lord, take away that pain, Lord. Take away that hurt, Lord, and heal, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus.
We need you, Lord, today. We need you to touch us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Only you can make us right. Only you can make us whole. Only you can make us better. Only you can make us strong. Only you can do it, God. And so we submit to you, and we ask, God, that you would do it. Breathe on us. Even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we worship and adore you, Lord, today, as we magnify your name today, breathe on us even now. And let your will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender to you. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, Lord, we'll obey. To worship you is our desire. Psalm writer said, to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. I live to worship you. And that's my mindset, Lord, today. That's the heart, my heart's desire. To worship you the day long, all the day. To worship you all the day. To give you the glory and the honor all the day. To magnify you and glorify you all the day. To lift up holy hands this day, because it's a day that you have made and a day that you blessed us to be able to see. Thank you, O God, for being a magnificent God. Thank you, O God, for being a glorious God. Thank you, O God, for being a wonderful God. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Now, Father, as we go through the furtherance of this day, Lord, we ask that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you have for us to do today, send us, oh God. Take us. We'll follow. We'll obey. We'll do your will. We want your will to be done in our lives and not our own. God, in everything that we do, we give thanks to you, because that's the will that you have for our lives and our heartaches and our pains. And our distraughtness and our foolishness, Lord. God, we are thankful for you. Thank you for the trials that come our way, because they're there to make us stronger. Thank you, oh God, for the life's journeys, Lord, because they show us a pattern, oh God, of how great you are and how great you've been in our lives. Thank you, oh God, those storms may rise, Lord. They'll bring a rain, Lord, that'll help wash away some stuff, Lord, that we need to be washed away. Oh, God, those things that you take away, God, is something that is not meant to be in our past, in our future. They were meant to be in our past, so you took them away, Lord, because you have something greater in store for us. Whatever we find ourselves in, oh, God, today, give us a mindset to be thankful. Give us a mindset to be grateful. Give us the mindset to appreciate you, appreciate what you're doing, appreciate what you've done, and appreciate what you are going to do. And so I pray for my leader, Lord, today. My mind is off of those things that, God, that cause me to be weary. And anytime I pray, Lord, I pray, God, that you would touch us as men and women first, Lord, because we need you so that we can be all that we can be for others. We can't do anything in our own power, in our own might. So anytime I pray, Lord, I'm crying out for us first, Lord, because we're in desperate need of your help. We can't make it without you. And so I praise you, Lord, and I magnify you and I glorify you this day. I pray for my leader, my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord. I pray for his ministries, Lord, St. Stephen's and New Community. I pray for the pastors in the Virginia First Jurisdiction and the pastors in the Great Northern District. I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell and Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins and Pastor Kenneth Hackett. I pray for Pastor Andy Cork and Pastor Wayne Cream. I pray for Pastor Ray Satterfield and Pastor William Cornick. Lord, I pray for Pastor Andy Cork. I'm not sure if I said his name. And Pastor Lawrence Clyette. Lord, I pray for those brothers that minister with us in the Great Northern District. I also call on the name of Pastor Brian Jones and Lady Jones, who celebrated a birthday recently. Lord, thank you for that great family, that great ministry, Victorious Overcomers. I pray for my brother, God, Brother Herschel Sonaldin, Pastor Stan Metcalf, God, those brothers that we minister with in the gospel, Lord, in the area of Dumfries and Triangle. But I pray for the church at large, that we would be about our Father's business in this last and evil day, living in a day and time, Lord, where the world is waxing more and more evil. But you have called for us to be beacons of light. You've called for us to be holy men and holy women that will be willing to stand
We're not standing upon our own might. We're not standing upon our own strength, Lord. That's not what you asked for us to stand upon. Jesus Christ, you asked us to stand upon that rock, and he is the rock of our salvation. He gives us a sure foundation that Jesus saves, that he is still a deliverer, that he died on Calvary's cross so that we might be saved from our sins and that we might be saved from death and hell. But God, that's not the end of the story, that you died, but that you rose again with all power given unto you, Lord, and that we can rise from any deadly situation. We can rise from any dark situation, and you can bring about life in any and everything that comes our way. You have a promise for us to share, and we need to share it, Lord, today. So help us to let our light shine. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Pray for the members of Praise Center. It's a Diamond Star. Brother Eric McCowan, Krista McCowan, Aaron McCowan. Pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Missionary Myrna Howard. Missionary Lysandra Miller. Sister Connie Coulter. Lord, Sister Paulette King, Sister Deanne Graham, and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for those that have been connected to us, Lord, and just have not invested or joined in the ministry. Lord, you know who they are. I won't call their names. Lord, but I thank you for those that are invested in this ministry. They may not be members. Lord, Brother Larry Brown and Sister Lisa Law, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, those that invest in our ministry, and Lord, they are not even members of the church. I thank you for those individuals, Lord, that you have seeded to me, that you've allowed me to be examples over, Lord, and I pray that you would help me to be the pastor that I need, where you need for them to go. Thank you for the awesome opportunity to be a pastor. Thank you for the awesome opportunity to lead. Let me be the vessel that you need for me to be, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to declare your word in season and out of season, to be who you called for me to be. I pray for this day. As Lady O and I celebrate 20 years of marriage, thank you, God. It hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always gone the way that we thought it should go. But I thank you, God, that we are here today, and we look much better than we did back then. And I declare right now, Lord, 20 years from now, we're going to look much better than we do right now, because that's just how you work, God. You do wonder-working things, wonderful, wonder-working things that blow our mind. And so I look to the future, God, and I see that you have greater in store for us, Lord, so we'll march towards that greater as we go through each and every single day. Thank you, Lord. Keep your people. Bless your people today. That your will be done in our lives. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It belongs to you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Let me call on the name of Glenda Ray, still asking for healing for her body. I'm praying for the Cork family, Lord, that you would bless them and strengthen them, Lord. Chris and Tierra, Lord, and touch the body of little baby Noel, God. We speak healing into her life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There's nothing that's too hard for you. Oh, Lord, Miss Joanne, thank you, Holy Ghost. We're praying for healing and strength for Miss Joanne even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know that she's been diagnosed with cancer, Lord, but cancer can't, God, don't dictate what you do, Lord. It's just an opportunity for you to perform another miracle in our lives, Lord. You of her feet. You put us together, Lord, so you know just what we need, and you know our makeup inside and out, Lord. And you know where that cancer is at, Lord. And you know how to remove that cancer, Lord. And you know how to bring us through different chemotherapies and treatments, Lord. Lord, I pray that whatever your plans for her life, Lord, is that your will might be done. But I ask, God, that you would heal her, that you would deliver her, and that you would set her free, Lord, that you would bring her through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over her life right now. I pray for my brother, Dean McCowan, and my father, Eugene McCowan Sr. You know the situations that's going on in our lives, Lord. I pray for them even right now, God, that you would comfort, that you would bring peace, that you would deliver from those demons, God, that try to bind. Lord, I pray for my sister Valerie Miller, Lord, that you would bless her, a name that I haven't said in a little while, Lord, but you put her in my spirit this morning. I pray your blessing upon her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will watch over her and keep her, Lord, that you would strengthen her this day, God. Let your will be done in her life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for this day. Thank you for making this day for me. Thank you for already giving me the way of escape when traps come my way. Thank you for the victory yet on this day. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify, I honor you. I lift up your name, and I thank you for this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.